history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
What's going on, Rob?
Lots.
Enlighten us, Rob.
Right, okay. The word orange.
Okay.
Now, is the fruit named for its colour or the colour named for the fruit?
Oh. Is this the chicken and the egg thing, but with oranges?
With oranges. What do you think before I tell you?
I think the fruit is named by the colour.
I was going to say that the colour is named for the fruit, but then I don't really know why I think that. So maybe just to be contrary.
Well, it's actually the citrus definitely got named first.
Okay, so the orange was...
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, the orange came along first.
The fruit was
and
the...
And then we were like, oh, this colour will be called orange.
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Now, this is why I love language so much, although I don't talk it proper. But
that is not true. There's no proper way to talk anyway.
The earliest recorded use of orange, the fruit in English, is from 1300s and came to us from the old French orange, which is O-R-E-N-G-E.
E-N-G.
Which was adapted from the Arabic. Now, this is all lowercase, and we have been through this before off air, but it's N, big A with a line across it, R-A-N-J, which is
naranj.
From the Persian, N, big A with a line on it, R-A with a little with another line, at N-G.
Narang.
From the Sanskrit, N, big A with a line, R-A-N-G-A.
Naranga.
Which means orange tree. What a journey.
What a journey. I don't know if I pronounced any of those right. That was me just having a crack at it there.
You did want to know if we had any linguistics.
Yes, if there's any
listening.
First off, I apologise.
Don't apologise, Rob.
Certainly, please help me out with that. It comes from orange tree. The word's use as a colour doesn't crop up for another 200 years.
So is that why orange doesn't really rhyme with anything in the English language? Is that because it's not from the same base language?
Yeah, but
that's
all
most
languages
of our,
are, yeah, I don't know.
Most
a
of our
good
languages.
Question. English speakers probably didn't have a specific name for the colour until the fruit was widely available.
Okay.
And it inspired one.
Yeah, that's interesting because I guess other fruit don't have that.
Well, I actually thought about this. Like, okay, someone said to me this morning, why don't they use banana instead of yellow? And I said, well, that's simple, right?
When you can a banana, get red bananas,
but when
though.
A banana goes manky, it changes colour. An orange, you can have an orange for like 3 years, still stays orange.
But then why don't you call yellow lemon?
Well, someone's just said, what about plum or mustard or olive? Good point, Texter. They are all colours that we name after the foods.
Oh, wow.
That's true. But
that's true.
They're less frequent colours maybe than oranges.
Someone also said, I think they named oranges before they named carrots. That's also a very good point. Carrots are also orange.
Just think what a different world it would be.
Yeah, wild. We just called everything carrot. Oh, look at that.
This is what
nice carrot sun this morning.
This is why I love this. Before they called it, they generally think people refer to orange as yellow red.
Yellow red. So they actually just called it yellow red.
Which is another old English word. This one's nuts. G, little G with a line across it. E O L U R, big E with a line across it. A D.
What?
Geolurid.
Can we take a picture of that and we'll put it
on the internet, and if anyone knows how to spell
it's
it.
It's an old English thing.
Oh, someone said orange, lozenge, syringe. They don't quite rhyme.
Oh, they kind of do.
They're close, though. They're close. They're as close as you could get if you're trying to make a poem, you know?
Grizzy also said carrots were purple originally.
Yeah,
really?
That's true. Yeah, you can still buy them.
Mm,
I do like
still
a purple carrot. I didn't know that was their original colour, though. Mm. Why did they change?
Right, so that's that. Now, I've got another one. Isn't nature nuts?
Isn't nature nuts?
This is my little thing. The Northern Saharan Desert, they've got the world's fastest ants, and it's called the Saharan silver ants.
So we've moved on from orange now,
Yeah, that's where we're over
talking
oranges.
About silver ants
we're
now.
Talking about silver ants. Right, they are the fastest ants going.
What's it called again? I'm going to Google it.
It's called the Saharan silver ants. And they actually go out foraging at noontime, and it is so hot there. They are the fastest thing going, and they actually reach speeds of would be the equivalent of your cat doing 190 k's around your house.
Really?
Yep.
190 Ks.
They,
you wouldn't even see them because they're so little.
Do you reckon Kenny could reach those speeds if he tried, Tess?
Kenny is, this is my cat. Kenny is carrying a bit of weight.
Okay.
So I think that that might inhibit.
Might be a bit of a stretch.
Oh, I don't know. Once he gets going, a bit of speed be hard to slow down.
Momentum.
Yeah, brakes aren't good.
Yeah, yeah. but they're also, because they're actually covered, these ants are covered in silver hairs, which reflect the sun. So when you look at them, they look
like... hivers.
Like, yeah, you have a look at them. You check them out. What do they do? Their speeds? Oh, yeah, they can use... They move at 1 meter per second.
Wow.
That's
actually terrifying. I generally am chill with insects. I don't have a problem with spiders or anything, but I think if an ant came at me at a meter a second, I would be...
You wouldn't see it, would
108 you'd see a little times silver their body length per second.
Blast.
I feel like you'd they're so small and fast that you just wouldn't even see
but
them.
But they have to, because it's so hot there, have to get out there and they find little creatures that have got done with it.
So
and
they just
drag
have to move as
back.
Quick as they can. So why are they silver, Rob?
Because the silver reflects the sun's rays.
Okay.
So it's protective measures.
Yeah.
They're really gorgeous. If you can, Google a picture of them.
Is that what...
Yeah, they're beautiful, shiny silver ants. They're like properly
like
silver.
No, you don't like anything this morning, do you? Let's be honest.
I do. I'm just saying. An insect, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Cute. Can I segue us back to carrots for one tiny second here?
Go on then.
We've had a text in that said, we eat orange carrots because of the Dutch. They chose orange as their national colour. And someone said, what about aubergine as well? I thought carrots were originally white. And then they have also said that the Danish made them orange with selective breeding. So they're like patriotic Danish carrots. That's why they're orange.
Wow. I wonder
according
if
to the
we
BFM
should fact check
hive
that.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing, can I just go back to the ants really quickly?
Yeah.
The reason they've done that is because they want to upgrade... little robots. So they've been watching what the ants have been doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because at some stages, none of their feet or what they got, hooves or whatever they got,
are actually
touching the ground because they're moving that fast.
They're flying.
They're almost flying. They're travelling that fast.
Wow.
And engineers can exploit that to build smaller, faster, scampering, creepy robots. I'll put the creepy bit in there. Ugh. Why would you want a little...
Scampering robot.
I think just the look of an ant actually makes me quite squirmish. I've suddenly realised.
You
realized.
Imagine if that was the size of a horse.
That would be
just
pretty
like
cool.
Just like the little feelers, the feelers that they've got around the head and the fat, like,
it's a bit
just
freaky.
A lot.
They look like dinosaurs, I
maybe
think,
I'm
you
not
know?
A fan of eight, six legs or any more, actually,
no,
than that,
I quite like them.
Fact.
I think they're fantastic.
How are you with spiders, Rob?
I like them, yeah.
Oh,
I was
really?
Actually going to buy a tarantula at one stage.
Really?
Back in the UK, yeah.
Oh, so they're not, if you see one, like, you know... In your bed or something, you're not going to freak out.
No, they're there for a reason. Whitetails,
are
they're
they?
The, yeah.
They're What's there, the reason?
Well, to kill other things.
Oh, yeah. No, that is true, because daddy long legs, what do they eat? They eat something. Is it whitetails? They catch whitetails. So if you have lots of them around, it's a good thing. I don't know. BFM listeners, please confirm.
They know everything.
This is our fact checking with the BFM listenership.
But I think that it's something to do with whitetails. So I see them around my house and I'm like, good work, guys.
Yeah. Keep it up. Keep it up. Yeah. Daddy long legs.
I've got a couple of friends who've been bitten by those whitetails and they're just
they're gnarly.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it can be quite full on. I woke up once and there was one on my duvet in front of me.
And you're like, can you leave, please?
I see, it was not that calm.
I see a wetter once when I was in Wellington, and that just freaked me out. I threw a towel at it, and it just moved it.
So you're not all right with wetters, but you're all right with
wetters. I was having a shower, this outdoor shower, and I thought, what the? Is this? And this
How big
thing
was
just,
it?
Oh, it was like a horse.
It was a horse size. You could ride it, Tess.
Oh, okay, small dog.
You could put reins on that.
They can
take
be
it to a
quite
corral.
Large.
And I thought, oh, shit, and I just threw a towel at it because it freaked me out. And then it threw the towel back at me.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like the kind of thing that would happen.
Yeah.
So ants and oranges this morning. They seem to go together hand in hand. Thank you very much, Rob.
No, thank you. Thanks for the listeners for telling me that.
If you want to send something in for Rob to look up for you, 5395 is the text number, or you can give us a call on 309 3879.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Someone has said, spiders aren't insects.